Well, it's been quite the year, hasn't it, friends? It's hard to believe that we're now celebrating Christmas. Never before has the word unprecedented been used in a year with such little precedence. It's been quite a year for Santa Claus too. His Christmas workload has been without precedent. Never a year like it before for him. Anything and everything that could go wrong has and has already now happened. It's now the night before Christmas and Santa is well behind in his schedule. The orders are stacking up. The elves aren't working fast enough. One of the reindeers has caught a cold and can't fly, so all of the other reindeers are now in quarantine. Lately, Mrs. Claus has been as warm as the polar ice caps. Maritally, they are living poles apart. The phone keeps on ringing. The present conveyor belt has broken down again. And if that's not enough to frustrate anyone, let alone Nick, who's been called a saint, a polar bear has just ploughed a snow ski into Santa's warehouse, and Father Christmas has to call his insurance company. Suddenly, an angel appears at the front door, and in the hands of the angel is a Christmas tree. Santa opens the door, and the angel says to him, "So, where would you like me to put this?" And friends, that's the story of how the angel ended up on top of the Christmas tree. Friends, 2020 has been that sort of a year, hasn't it? It's been that kind of a year. It's just been exhausting, frustrating, disappointing, and maybe a little bit frightening. It's a weary world that we're living in, not one full of a lot of joy. And for all of us, 2020 has been a year like no other, certainly during our lifetime anyway. It's the year we all increased our hygiene, as well as increasing our vocabulary, a quarantine, sanitizer, COVID safe, JobKeeper, social distancing, contact tracing, slowing the spread, Anastasia Palaszczuk are just some of the new words that all Australians have learnt this year. But rather than me reliving 2020 with you all again, all the lockdowns and the shutdowns and the cancellations and the isolations, 2020 is the year that we'd all sooner rather forget. It's been such a tough year for all of us. It's been exhausting. I think all of us are looking more looking forward to January 1 than we are to December 25, enthusiastically counting down the hours to midnight more than counting up the presents under the tree. But if ever there was anyone who understood exhaustion into a situation that was filled with fear and fatigue and failure, if there was ever anyone who understood tiredness, deep tiredness mixed with frustration and disappointment, then it was to the weary and bleary-eyed shepherds who were the first to hear the good news. Let's see that together. I've got the words here on the screen behind me from Luke chapter 2, verse 8. "And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear." Tired? Are you tired, friends? I know this year has been exhausting, but these guys, they worked the night shift from midnight till dawn. They protected their sheep from dawn to dusk. They did exactly the same thing again. Literally, they always kept one eye on their assets, watching the hedge that surrounded their hedge fund. Rather than counting sheep to go to sleep, they counted sheep instead of sleeping. What an adrenaline rush. What a pulsating thrill. What an interesting and fulfilling and rewarding career, said no one about shepherding ever. Shepherding is the kind of work that you take home with you. It's the kind of work that follows you everywhere. You see, you're always a shepherd, aren't you? Always on the clock, always keeping an eye out, always looking over your shoulder. It's the kind of work that gets under your skin and the stench that gets up everyone else's nose. Shepherds aren't popular. Even in Israel, social media wasn't invented back then, but even so, if it wasn't for their sheep, no one would have followed the shepherds anyway. Even under Jewish rabbinic law, shepherds were considered on the nose. Shepherds were believed to be ceremonially unclean. No one wanted them around. And so when the angel of the Lord appears and the glory of the Lord shone around them, the shepherds are filled with great fear and begin and being afraid is tiring, isn't it? Fear is just exhausting. Are you tired from being afraid, friend? Are you tired of being afraid? No one ever appeared to shepherds. No one ever went to visit them. Shepherds were experts at social distancing. Everyone kept their distance. And so when the angel of the Lord appears to them, the shepherds start freaking out. Has someone pulled the wool over their eyes? Maybe they're seeing things. Maybe too many late nights. Maybe too much excitement. I know that when I saw the angels in concert in Sydney, there were things there that night that I should never have seen. The shepherds are professional spectators. But now they've moved from fatigue to fear. Tired and frightened, the shepherds are afraid. Suddenly the great fear turns to great joy, though. The angel of the Lord has good news for them. But it's not just good news for them, is it? Can you see it there in verse 10? The angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you this day in the city of David, a Saviour who is Christ, is born today, is a David, a Saviour who is Christ the Lord." To the lowliest and loneliest of all men, the angel declares good news for all men. To fearful and frightened people, to the exhausted, and to the disappointed, and to the frustrated, and to the confused, the angel now speaks good news. The Saviour has been born to them. He is Christ the Lord. Don't you see? This is good news for everyone. Good news for all people, not just for smelly, sleep-deprived shepherds. It's good news for everyone. Which means it's good news for you, doesn't it? Good news for everyone here this morning. The birth of a king in the city named after a king. The birth of a saviour in a city named after a shepherd. The long-awaited saviour king is now here. Christ, saviour and Lord, born this day. That was the message the angels spoke to the shepherds. That was what they were told. And here's how you'll know when you'll find him. Verse 12. "And this will be the sign for you. You'll find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And all of a sudden, it just doesn't sound that impressive, does it? How is this good news for all people? The Saviour of shepherds is a baby wrapped up like a lamb kebab in smelly stable clothes. The long-awaited and highly anticipated King of Israel, now available for viewing inside a feeding trough. Doesn't sound very regal. Doesn't sound very royal or very festive. Maybe a bit festy. It sounds rather humble and humiliating, don't you think? Maybe even a little bit lame. No wonder somebody wanted to add the little drummer boy into this story. But the response that comes out of heaven following the birth of this child is quite literally out of this world. Can you see that in verse 13? "Suddenly there was an angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased.'" I mean, please don't get me wrong. Having a baby is a big deal. It's a great and special occasion to celebrate. But all of this, it's just so disproportionate, isn't it? Expectations often collide with reality. And when it does, our expectations come off second best. I mean, compare what the shepherds will see with what they've heard from the angels and the hallelujah chorus. "Glory to God in the highest," say the angels. "For a lowly baby lying in a manger? Peace on earth to all favoured men. From this silently sleeping shepherd saviour?" And friends, who are we kidding? Babies aren't peaceful. "Hark, the herald angels sing, joy to the world, but away in a manger." This ain't no silent night. Maternity wards and delivery rooms are never silent, with or without the epidural. Babies also scream and cry loudly and constantly. And these swaddling clothes, they smelt bad to begin with. This entire Bethlehem birthing drama not only brought all the stars out to align, though, the entire cast and crew of heaven make a special guest appearance as well. So rarely does God's reality align with our expectations. Maybe it was the appearance of the angels. Maybe it was hearing them sing. Maybe it was what they saw, but it was the hope of what they might see that hastily moves these shepherds now towards Bethlehem. Those weary and bleary-eyed shepherds who once moved from fatigue to fear are now rapidly on the move again. See that with me in verse 15. Shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. What the shepherds saw is exactly what they heard. And what the shepherds heard, it's exactly what they saw. Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. Jesus, Mary and Joseph, don't you hear and see it now too? It was exactly as they were told. And so the shepherds tell it exactly as it is. Friends, the people didn't wonder what the shepherds told them. They aren't skeptical about what the shepherds were seeing. They didn't wonder. Friends, they were marveled. They marveled. Speechless from what the shepherds had to say, because everything was as they were told it would be. And now we're told just how all this ends. It ends just as they were told. Look there, verse 20. And the shepherds returned and glorifying and praising God, for they all had heard and seen it as it had been told to them. The angels sing, Mary ponders, the Saviour sleeps, God glorified and praised, the people amazed, the shepherds go home, and that's it. That's how the Christmas story ends. The shepherds, they return to the mundane and the monotonous, back to the exciting work of watching after their sheep. They go back to what life was like before, but friends, life for them was never the same again. See it there, they go home glorifying and praising God, no longer weary and fearful. The shepherds now full of joy and praise. Christmas is so disproportionate and anticlimactic, and this first one was no different. And that's the problem when we bring our expectations and try to measure God against our reality. Rarely does reality align with our expectations. Our expectations always come off second best. And if 2020 has taught us anything, it's that expectations rarely align with reality. Our plans get derailed. Our lives get put on hold. Borders get slammed shut. Plans have to change. The new normal that we've been hoping for is really just more uncertainty and confusion, isn't it? Nothing happens as quickly as we want it to. Nothing stays exciting for very long. The shine wears off every Christmas present. Every new toy gets dented eventually. But we hear words in the Christmas story like suddenly and haste, and so we expect everything to be done quickly. But that's just exhausting. We hear words like peace, but that's not our reality. We hear glory and good news and great joy, but that's far from our lived experience, isn't it? When it doesn't happen fast enough for us, when it doesn't look like the way we want it to, we look someplace else to fast track our discomfort. The only thing that ever moves quickly is us. And even then, it's a movement, have you noticed, from fatigue to fear to more haste. And that is just exhausting. But the good news spoken to weary shepherds is still good news for weary people. God still speaks to the weary. God speaks life into our fatigue. God speaks joy into our fears. God speaks peace into our hostilities. Our hostility with God. Our hostility within ourselves. Our hostility with others. You see, there is joy to be found in our uncertainties. There is joy that can be found in our discomfort. There is hope that can be found in our loneliness. Hope to be found in our lowliness. Joy is to be found in all of our fears, and joy, my friends, is now available for all of your failures. I want you to hear the invitation from the shepherds for yourself again. Come and see this thing that has happened. which the Lord has made known to us. God enters into our mundane world, and God speaks into all of its monotonousness. And God still speaks joy to the weary. Listen, friend, God is now speaking to you. Born this day in the city of David, a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. Joy and peace can only be found in Jesus. And everything still is exactly as you've been told. Merry Christmas, everybody. Let's pray. Our great God, we thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus. And we thank you that into this broken world he was born, that he came to speak into our weariness, to bring us joy and peace in uncertainty. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you've come in humble appearance to deal with all of our brokenness and to offer us new life and new hope. We pray that we might come and see for ourselves this thing that you've made known to us in him. And we pray that we be people who don't leave here the same. People who've been changed by the Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.